the story so far. Well, there was this guy called Adam, and he was bored. So God took out one of his ribs and made Eve, and so on and so forth. Until last week, when the actor playing P, Prime Minister and head of the party, and his assistant Lord 3 were installed in 10 Downing Street. Meanwhile, the characters in a tiny town called Microcosm, who were nothing more than a bunch of stereotypes, were learning about the special techniques one could use in a radio show. Well, that's quite good, that one. Well, that's the story so far, then. Apart from the crucifixion, of course. Oh, in the Dark Ages, the bombing of Pearl Harbor, the Kennedy assassination, the Maradona handball, and newsreader over. Oh, sorry, that's just what it says at the bottom of my script. Newsreader over means that a newsreader starts speaking at the top of the next page. Sorry. So, cue newsreader. Oh, sorry, no, that's another radio term. Sorry, it doesn't mean a cue of newsreaders. No, I mean, that'd be awful.
Good evening.
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 No, but seriously.
Good evening. Here is the news. Well, once again, there isn't any really. To be quite honest, nothing much happened today. Still, as they say, no news is good news. And yes, I've just heard. Word is just coming in that we can now go over live to John Sedgwick, which is bad news, really, who is standing outside at one of the spots where nothing happened today. Hello, John?
Yes, hello. I'm standing outside in the open air on the very spot where nothing whatsoever has happened today. It's difficult to tell why this should be, but as soon as something does happen, we will, of course, let you know. This is John Sedgwick, getting cold, outside somewhere for the news.
God, Three, did you hear the news just now?
No.
Why not? You were sitting right beside me.
Well, partly because I was chatting to my hallucination. Hang on a minute.
Well, makes a change from shouting at it.
And partly because there wasn't any news.
Exactly. No news. What's going on?
Well, nothing, presumably. You can't expect there always to be news.
Well, I do. I'm the PM. Why can't they organise it better? Have a booking system.
You can't book the news ahead.
Yes, you can.
If nothing happens, nothing happens.
Well, they could show us a couple of old motorway pile-ups. Or film some new ones and keep them in reserve.
Ah, you'd soon get bored with pile-ups every night.
I'm bored with the FT index every night. But they still show that. And it's always up or down. But why can't it go sideways sometimes?
Yeah, or backwards, or at an angle.
And why not more close-ups of people crying?
Oh, yeah, people like weeping. And stories about snorkelling ducks and hopping vicars. Oh, yes, yeah, and lords with hallucinations. Yes, it's a good idea.
Well, Three, as Minister for Boring Things, I think it falls to you to shake the news up a bit.
I'll get right onto it.
I'd rather do it yourself. Right's busy.
Right.
Yes, right. By the way, where's Sir Lord Knight?
He's very busy.
What's he doing?
Rushing around.
Well, tell him I want to see him. In the meantime, I'm going outside to practice waving to the crowd.
And so another busy day at number 10 was underway. However, this narrator was getting totally brassed off, A, with this naff music, and B, with reading boring links, actually. I mean, anyone could do this. I need something to get my teeth into. You don't hear of Larry Olivier being a narrator. Unless you're talking about the world at war, of course. In which case... However, in Microcosm, the characters were waiting for Mr. Man to deliver today's lecture. And in the meantime, Penny was trying to find out why Norman had been in a basement car park the other week.
Their subject. They subject. Voi subjecte.
Oh, stop trying to change the subject, Norman. Where were you last week?
Nowhere.
I heard you were in a basement car park.
And what if I was? I didn't say anything odd about that.
Well, I do. I mean, it's not every day you're seen in a car park.
Well, maybe it's every day from now on.
I wish it bloody was.
It's not clever, you know, Penny.
What?
Not liking me. It's not clever.
It's not supposed to be.
Well, yeah. Well, it isn't.
Fine.
Not clever at all.
Right!
Discovering penicillin, now that was clever, but not this.
Discovering penicillin was lucky, not clever.
Yes, well, you know...
Anyway, Norman, about the car park. Just to let you know, there is a suspicion that you were playing another part in the show.
What if I was? Which I wasn't, by the way.
I don't like it, that's what. Some of us have only got one part, and even that's not up to much. If anyone's interested...
No.
Oh, fair enough.
Morning, everyone.
Hello, how are we all?
Terrible. No laughs last week and this week. Everyone's got extra parts apart from me.
Well, I haven't.
Oh, no? Well, wait till you meet the PM.
And his assistant might interest you, Ally.
Oh, really? Why?
Oh, God, why are you so stupid, Ally?
It's my character.
Exactly.
Eh?
Man 3. He's your character, your other half, your alter ego.
I wonder what she's on about.
Meanwhile, Sir Lord Knight went to see the PM with a rather sketchy idea about cleaning up advertising, which unfortunately he totally forgot to mention.
Come in, if you think it'll help. Ah, Sir Lord Knight, there you are. Now tell me, what have you done today? Anything important?
Oh, yes, lots of things. So far I've looked pretty important for about an hour. I've also spoken in an important-sounding voice and been driven to work in an important-looking car.
I don't think it's enough. You're still not a household name.
It's Sir Lord Hoover. How about that? I told you it was a lousy joke, Hal.
I want you to call a press conference.
What for?
To announce to the press how important you are.
Oh, right, PM.
By the way, P, I thought Sir Lord Knight had a sketchy new idea about making advertising more honest and more realistic.
He did. He forgot to mention it. Yes?
Just the narrator. Did Sir Lord Knight forget to mention the plan about advertising?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, right. So, on his way to the press conference, the incredibly important, if somewhat forgetful, Sir Lord Knight returned to P's office.
Yes?
I forgot to mention...
We know.
You know? I've only just remembered myself.
Thank you.
My God, it's non-stop.
Hello, PM.
Hello, non-stop.
Well, can't stop.
Bye. Honestly, Three, if somebody knocks on that door once more...
I'll tell them you're not in.
No, it's okay, as long as they don't knock. Come in.
Hello, P.
Ah, the Minister for Honesty. Can I help you?
Not really. I was just passing, so I thought I'd pop in and tell you I was just passing.
That's very honest of you.
Not entirely. Now I have dropped in, so technically I'm no longer just passing. I should have dropped in to say I was just dropping in.
Never mind.
Well, I'll be off then.
Of course. You must have things to do.
No, I just can't stand the sight of you.
I'm a bit worried about her, Three.
Why?
Well, for a Minister of Honesty, she's just a bit too honest.
Right. Last week we looked at fading footsteps and their use in the modern satirical comedy. And this week, where's Penny?
Mumble, mumble. They don't know.
Ally, go and say she's on her way. Well, go on.
I am.
Well, I didn't hear you.
That's because he's lost his footsteps.
Oh, surely not.
I'm sorry, I don't know where they are.
I made it quite clear you were to look after them. What happened, Ally? Well,
they went for a walk this morning. They said they'd be back on time.
Well, go and look for them.
I can't. I haven't got any
footsteps. Right, okay. Well, take a car or something, you
right.
Silly boy.
Right, yeah.
Oh, shut the door! Oh, Dan, shut the door, please.
Okay.
Oh, for God's sake! Don't tell me you've lost your footsteps as well, Daniel. Well,
no, I wasn't going to say, but I think I might have broken both my legs.
Thank you. How kind. Thank you very much.
Made such a song and dance about a little injury.
Congratulations, Dan. Did I ever tell you I broke both my legs in a war once?
It must be much more painful to break your legs in a war, Norman.
Sorry I'm late, everyone.
Nice of you to turn up, Penny.
I've been playing my new part, actually.
Good. Are you happy now?
I could still use some laughs.
Yes, I heard. Well, we've done something about that.
Oh, good.
Satisfied?
Oh, come on. That's not what I meant. I meant more laugh lines, not just laughs.
Well, there's no pleasing some folk.
Excuse me, Mr. Man, are we having a lecture today or what?
What, I'm afraid, Norman, by the looks of things, unless Ally comes back.
Well, those are his footsteps.
Yeah, but where's Ally?
Oh, he's just behind them. Go on, Ally. You're almost there. They went that way. Okay, don't mind the table. You're going to get some splinters if you're not careful.
You're dropped in the car. Look who's in the back of the car.
Well, it's more interesting than narrating. Gentlemen of the press,
I have a statement here from the government. It reads as follows. The government hereby announces that Sir Lord Knight, the Cabinet Secretary, is a very important person indeed. And that's official. Any questions?
Does this mean you have great influence and can bring pressure to bear?
That's correct, yes.
And do you get to shake hands with famous people on doorsteps and airport runways?
Naturally. I get to make funny asides to the press as well.
And do the press laugh at these asides?
If they want to ask another question, yes.
Is this next question a bit near the bone?
I can't comment on that.
Have we had a jury accent yet?
No, we haven't.
Are you too busy, sir, to answer any more questions? And do you have to rush off and get into a big black car?
Of course, but feel free to shout after me. Good day, ladies and gentlemen.
One more question.
One more question.
Here, come back, Your Honor. One more question,
Your
Honor.
Have you got any children?
Come here,
any children?
Ah, welcome back, Ali.
Unhappily, Humph.
Cheer up, Ali. I'm sure you'll be back in your feet in no time at all.
Yes. Now, today's lecture is entitled, A Bees and K's Are Funny.
Bees and K's are funny?
Rather proves the point. Now, in comedy, it is a well-known fact that the letters B and K are by far the funniest. And you should endeavour to use them whenever you can.
They don't sound very funny to me.
Well, let's just see then, shall we? Listen. A B. Well, I obviously didn't say it right. To try it once more. A B. Well, of course, it does rely on having an audience with some semblance of a sense of humour. So let's take the word bananas. Obviously a funny word, but why?
Beats me.
Because it has got a B in it. Now, if I was to say ananas, it's not funny.
Say it again. I rather liked it.
All right. Bananas.
No.
The other one.
Which one?
You know, the funny one. I can't say it.
What? Ananas? but that's not funny. It's the hard letters that are funny, like baseball bat and cucumber.
Hey. Say those without the hard letters.
It's all that. You yammer. No, listen. Ananas, it's all that, and you yammer aren't funny.
I bloody are.
Look, please believe me. If you got a funny line, it would be all the funnier if you used those two letters.
Oh, sure. Why did the chicken cross the road to get to the other spidey? It's a scream.
No, man. You don't insert the letter into the word. You use a word that already has hard letters. Not spied, but Becker.
What? Why did the chicken cross the road to get to the other banana? That's not funny.
Well, perhaps it should be to get to the baseball bat and bit of cucumber.
No, it's just not funny.
It got a laugh.
Whatever I say gets a laugh.
Not necessarily, Penny.
Where did the big chicken cross the Broadway to get to the bloody banana, baseball bat, bit of cucumber, not to mention, sorry, always remembering the big black box of burnt brown baked beans?
Ah, music to my ears. Excellent, Norman.
It's not funny.
Well, it should be. Right, any questions?
Yes. Why is Penny in the PM's cabinet?
Well, thank you. Obviously, my lecture has had a great effect on you, Daniel.
And Norman's up to something as well.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean.
Meanwhile, Ali and I are out in the cold.
Well, can I suggest, Daniel, that you go and see the PM?
I don't think that's necessary.
And Ali can go as well.
Will Lord Three be there?
Presumably.
Well, maybe it would be easier if I didn't.
No, if you two have a gripe, go and see about it. You'll find him in an advertising studio. It's to do with a new scheme of his.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Mr. Man, as I had completely forgotten about that.
And so had some of the audience, I'll wager. Right, off you go, the pair of you.
Come on, Ali.
But I haven't got any footsteps.
Well, improvise.
Yes, can I help you?
Yeah, Ali and I are here to see the PM.
Well, I'm afraid he's in the studio. You'll have to wait.
Oh, can we eavesdrop?
Oh, Don't see why not. By the way, did either of you see a horse coming in?
So, accordingly, PM, we've simplified the advert. It's now quite straightforward and, of course, totally honest.
Great! Great. Please carry on.
Right. Okay, Alison, let's have a go at this. You happy with the script, yeah?
Oh, I think so, yes.
Okay, then, let's have a run at it. Ready, Alan?
Sure.
Right. Drink milk.
Yeah. Fine, Alison, great. But I think you'll agree, still a bit of work to be done there.
Oh, yes, of course, yes, sorry.
I mean, for a first time out, it was very good. I think the character was good.
Oh, you like my interpretation?
Oh, yeah, sure. It was very positive. To me, for sure, it was saying, drink milk. Alan?
Yeah, that's what it said to me.
Yeah, so the character can stay. And I very much like the way you said, drink milk. You know, first drink, and then milk. I don't know how you folk out there do it. But as soon as you'd finished saying drink, bang, there you were, saying milk. Really impressive.
Oh, thanks. I suppose it's just something you pick up.
Well, Alison, maybe. But I don't mind telling you, we had a girl in this morning. She was terrible. Halfway through saying drink, she started saying milk.
Yeah, yeah, drink minkle, she said first off.
Yeah. Drimmelink was next.
Yeah, all sorts of things.
And then she forgot to say milk.
Yeah. Next time she didn't say a damn thing.
I mean, don't get me wrong. The character was good. She had that. We just felt like, you know, what's the point of a good character if you don't capitalise on it by saying something?
Well, yes, fair enough. I mean, I can really appreciate that. I mean, I guess I just got lucky.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. You're a natch.
Oh, thanks. Can I just ask one thing?
Fire away.
Do we have to do it again if, the character was okay and the line was okay?
Yeah, I think so. The main reason being, Alison, and this is no reflection on you, the reason being, we weren't taping it.
Not your fault, Alison.
I see. Well, should we go for it again?
Still a couple of problems at this end, Alison. You see, as of yet, we don't have any microphones. No tape machines, tapes, recording facilities, none of that sort of thing.
You don't have anything?
No. We do have the box here, and the little window.
So, how do you expect to record ads?
We're hoping to get a bigger window, yeah.
Well, how have you recorded them in the past?
Well, I wear flashy clothes, thin ties, blue specs, white shoes, drink Perrier, and click my fingers a lot. And Alan tends to say, that's a take.
That's a take.
Like that, yeah. To be honest, this is the first time I've noticed anything going wrong.
Yeah, we do a lot of silent ads.
Yeah, or they're done live. We like live.
Yeah. And we like the box with the glass window.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I think we better leave them to it, Pete.
Yeah.
Hello, Pete.
Hello, Dan. What can I do for you?
Well, it's a bit difficult.
What? Well, I'd like a chat with you about being a minister.
No problem there. Of course you can.
The thing is, P, both your character and mine are played by the same person.
I didn't realise. It's true. We do sound a bit similar, don't we?
Yes, now that you mention it.
I've got an idea. If I spoke in between your lines, that might help.
Good idea, Three.
What do you think, Ben?
Well, it might work, yeah.
Right, on you go, P.
On I go with what?
Say something. I'll say something, then Dan can say something. And you say nothing.
Is it my turn now?
No, P hasn't said anything yet.
But I don't know what to say.
No, neither do I. But I don't suppose what I say is important, just so long as I say it in between you two.
What were you saying, P?
The eagle has landed.
No. This is too confusing.
No, please, Hal. This is difficult enough as it is.
Shut up. P's got an idea coming up.
How do you know?
He just does. Look, Dan, you'll need to be a minister that doesn't say much or meet me very often.
Sorry, do you want me to say something? Shut up, Hal.
I know. I could be Minister of Silence. Good idea. Let's try it. Well, that seems to work. Now, I suppose you're wondering what the Minister of Silence does. Well, you seem to have got the hang of it, Dan. Splendid. That's that sorted out. Can I still speak when I'm Dan? I suppose you'll have to.
Right, red 3 on the black 4. King onto the space, move the queen up. Ah, gives me an ace. Meanwhile, back in microcosm, something else was happening. Ah, right, black 10. Oh, that's no use.
Well, I tell you,
There was nothing funny about Burma or Korea, with or without a B or a K.
Dan, there you are.
Obviously.
Well, where's Ali?
Up here. Dan gave me a piggyback, and there's a cabinet meeting coming up. We've all to go.
Oh, my God!
What's up with him?
God knows.
The meeting's a week on Tuesday.
A week on Tuesday? Oh, but that only gives us about a minute and a half.
And so, as Penny, Dan and Ali tried to pass 10 days in a minute and a half, Norman was secretly meeting P. With a secret.
And if you don't announce that I'm the Minister for Secrets, they'll wonder why I'm there at all.
I'll give you a bogus post. A front, if you like. You can be Minister without portfolio.
Perfect.
That'll give you a free rein.
Mm. It won't actually give me a portfolio, though.
No.
No. I'll pick one up at W.H. Smith's. See you at the meeting.
Right.
I must say, P, that was a pretty short scene.
Yes. Hardly worth your while coming round. Fancy a bit of music?
Good idea.
Oh, brilliant, Link. Fancy a bit of music? Good idea. Ingenious.
Bloody handy, you losing your footsteps, Ali.
Yes, I didn't think you'd all fit in my car sound effect.
It's a bit cramped in the back, actually.
Yes, I'm afraid it's a sports car sound effect.
Ali, for God's sake, can't you change the channel? That noise is driving me bats.
Oh, sorry.
Alistair Waters, Vicky Wilson, PC Woods, and finally Linda and Alison Yerbury. And if anyone else is spotted in tears today, then we'll give you their names in the late bulletin. And the FT Index, having opened at a respectable pale blue this morning, moved sideways to close at a sort of light green with pink edging by 5 o'clock. And news is just coming in of a man in tears in Hartlepool. We can go over live to John Sedgwick in Hartlepool.
Yes, I'm standing outside 45 Wells Drive, where we understand a Mr. George Collins is in tears inside this very house. Mrs. Collins has in fact just come out of the house. Mrs. Collins, is your husband in tears?
Yes.
So, there we have it. It seems clear at this stage that George Collins is in tears. Has he ever done this before?
I suppose he has, yes.
Splendid. And is there any chance of George coming out and weeping for us live?
No, of course not.
Well, in that case, can you tell us why George is in tears?
His mother's just died.
Marvellous. And he's really weeping, is he?
Yes. He's upset, for God's sake.
And is he crying bioptically?
I'm sorry.
Out of both eyes?
I don't know. I suppose so.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Collins. This is John Sedgwick in Hartlepool, where a man is weeping because he's upset. Back to the studio.
Well, obviously we'll keep...
I think I prefer the disasters and motorway pile-ups.
Hurry up, Ali. We don't want to be late.
And so it was that amidst great excitement the cabinet met, and immediately without hesitation the PM, with the courage and conviction of a powerful leader who is the voice of a nation... introduced everyone.
Well, this is very exciting. A new cabinet, brimful of ideas, just raring to go.
Home.
Sir Lord Knight.
Thank you, PM. We'd like to show you what we've been up to in the past few weeks. Firstly, the new range of straightforward, no-nonsense, functional adverts produced by the Ministry for Honesty.
Drink milk.
Good, isn't it?
Brilliant.
Well, just you listen to these...
The new Sofa Centre present a new range of exactly the same sofas. And at £200 per suite, they only cost one penny more than £199.99.
Even if you're not a nuclear family who all smile at breakfast and look out over the nice garden, you might still enjoy our cornflakes. And at 75 pence per packet, they're still going up in price every so often.
Elfin soap washes not just the bits of a woman's breasts that you can see peeking out when you're looking from behind at someone in the shower, but the rest of your body as well.
I always use Elfin soap, unless I happen to buy another brand, that is.
Coming soon. To a sitcom near you. The Last Joke.
There you are, everybody. I think you'll agree it's time for the last joke.
Yes, okay.
Who's got it?
Well, come on, somebody must have it.
Mr. Alljob, you're back!
Hello there! You'll be needing that window fixed then.
What are you doing here?
Just re-establishing my character for the next episode.
Is that all?
Yeah!
You mean you haven't got the last joke?
Got the last joke? My friends, I haven't got any of them!
That was The Party Party by Murray Hunter, starring more